there were shelves upon shelves of the most succulent-looking sweets imaginable. Creamy chunks of nougat, shimmering pink squares of coconut ice, fat, honey-coloured toffees, hundreds of different kinds of chocolate in neat rows. There was a large barrel of every flavour beans, and another of fizzing whizbees, the levitating sherbet balls that Ron had mentioned. Along yet another wall were special effects sweets. Drubal's best blowing gum, which filled a room with bluebell-coloured bubbles that refused to pop for days. The strange, splintery, tooth-flossing string mints. Tiny black pepper imps, breathe fire for your friends. Ice mice, hear your teeth chatter and squeak. Peppermint creams, shaped like toads, hop realistically in the stomach. Fragile, sugar-spun quills and exploding bonbons. Harry squeezed himself through a crowd of 60-years and saw a sign hanging in the furthest corner of the shop. Unusual tastes. Ron and Hermione were standing underneath it, examining a tray of blood-flavoured lollipops. Harry sneaked up behind them.
"Oh, no, Harry won't want one of those. They're for vampires, I expect," Hermione was saying.
"How about these?" said Ron, shoving a jar of cockroach cluster under Hermione's nose.
"Definitely not," said Harry.
Ron nearly dropped the jar.